Maybe you can also comment on your 56-year-old man. I think this is really interesting in terms of what you were talking about before in terms of differentiation syndrome.
So, yeah, this is actually an interesting case that we presented and published not too long ago, where an individual received initial treatment with chemotherapy, subsequently relapsed and received a range of treatments which were not successful, and then from us received sorafenib, as I mentioned, a potent FLT3 inhibitor, and a few weeks later began to develop a syndrome. Pulmonary nodules, and then a diffuse nodular eruption on his skin. We diagnosed him with a Sweet syndrome, a neutrophilic dermatosis, and because it was suspicious that he had developed this on FLT3 inhibition, we actually looked at the cells, the neutrophils in his skin, and found them to be FLT3 mutant. And we also found them to have the cytogenetic anomalies that were present in his leukemic blasts, suggesting that those cells had differentiated and led to the manifestations of the syndrome.
That's really amazing. What exactly did they look like?
Hard nodules, some tender, but they can have pleomorphic manifestations. So it's not something that looks the same all the time.